Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If your house is anything like my house, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. The decorations going up, maybe a few presents already under the tree. The closets may be hiding presents from snooping children. Christmas is coming, but the church calendar says Advent. I mean, and this is every year. Christmas is certainly more fun. We want Christmas, and that's okay. But Advent still reigns here in the church among God's people. We must prepare. I mean, we don't have a baby yet, but we have a strangely dressed man, last greatest of the Old Testament prophets, foretold to precede the Christ, proclaiming God's wrath and comfort for sinners in the wilderness, even amidst our wilderness of life too. We have John the Baptist. If there ever is a preacher for our day, it is John. The kingdom of heaven is now at hand. The Lord is, has, will, now comes. John, a voice crying out, prepare the way of the Lord, making the way straight. And he doesn't care if people are offended by God's word. He's crying out to them, to you, to all this world. And he is telling them, and the priest, in light of the coming day of wrath, that they're to comfort the repentant, to embrace the Messiah, to recognize him in their midst because he has come to save them. And he cries to the priests, to us, you there, prepare. Make straight the way of the Lord. You need to repent and believe. And John is not only to kill with his watery baptism, but also to make alive by the fire of the Holy Spirit. The Messiah comes to you. Join you to himself. He comes to make atonement, to spare you from the punishment, the fire of your sins, to be your God. And you must prepare. Get ready. And John's message must be heard anew to those who like it or like it not. The axe is ready to cut down in God's judgment. Repent, for now the kingdom is here, and tomorrow may not come. I mean, you only hear John preach two things. The only two things: to prepare you for life and prepare for death. Repent, the kingdom is at hand. And behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In those two statements are all the prophets. In those two statements are true preparation for Christmas, and each day in the end. Prepare. Make straight. How? How are we ready? How do we prepare for Christmas? Repent. And yet, what does this mean? Well, the fruit of repentance means stop doing bad things, stop your bad habits, start doing good, stop falling into temptations and keeping hold of your pet sins and your vices. Stop. Is that all that repentance means? Repentance means being good at being wrong. I mean, consider that. We so often err, and you hear it from others, and you can hear it inside your own head. Well, nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. To err is human. And we're happy just to be graded better than 50% of our neighbors so that hopefully we're on the right side of God and go to heaven. I mean, as long as we haven't committed felonies, you know, broken those commandments of murder, theft, immorality, we're doing okay. And God knows we can't stop sinning, so he certainly can appreciate we try. Sometimes. No. Stop. Being good at being wrong. Humble. Lowly. And you work to hide your sins, to defend your sins, excuse your actions, rationalize that it really isn't sin because, well, you deserve it or they deserve it. Repentance means being good at being wrong. I mean, that is the wisdom of God working upon you. For you to see that you are wrong, you sense so much more than you realize. Don't excuse, rationalize, defend, hide your sins, but confess, as we did a few moments ago, deserving temporal, present, now, and eternal punishment for the things we often take so lightly. Be good at being wrong. I mean, admit it. Don't defend your actions. Confess it, that we all are so much worse wrong, much more than we think. And John comes with all the prophets, with all the law of God to tear us down so that we might truly confess that not only we've made mistakes, but we daily and much have offended the holiness of God. It is not just enough to know that you've done something wrong. I mean, this is what we need to know most of all, that what you've done wrong is offended the holiness of God. And when we confess our sins, mean it. Be sincere. For the Lord has come to give you his righteousness, and his resting place is glorious. That Jesus has come to bleed and die and suffer for sinners, the likes of you. That Jesus has seen the things that you've done. He's observed the commands that you broke so often. He knows every way, thought, and word, and act that you've ever committed. And still, his forgiveness and love has no end for you. So make straight the way of your heart for him. Lift it up. Ponder nothing earthly. Rest in the grace of his sacrament. Christ speaks in his word. You hear his voice. You are forgiven, holy. His resting place for you here in him. Always glorious. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Here. He provides for you all that is needed and gives you a future. In the name of Jesus, amen.